This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Lots of love, lots of sharing, lots of info. It's Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air with a historical cover on the new Playboy magazine. Somebody named Bretman Rock appears on the cover of the magazine. It's the new issue, wearing a bunny suit. However, he's not a woman. So
I thought they were not in print anymore. Is it just online?
Yeah, online. Mm. So a lot of people are upset about that. I don't know. At this point.
A lot of people?
Who cares? I think Playboy has become fairly irrelevant.
Right.
But I just got a kick out of all the people that I saw. Hey, did you see the cover of Playboy magazine? I'd rather talk about the James Bond. Actually, I'd rather not talk about either of them, frankly. What I do want to talk about, Jennifer, if we may go to you, I don't think the last couple of weeks really paid much attention to the wildfires because they've become almost a part of life in California. At this point in time, about the same amount of land in California in that area has been burned as the state of Rhode Island. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres. Now, normally, you have big wildfires there, and there are a couple hundred thousand acres of forest in California that are burned, and they grow back, and it's actually good. But the ground is so much drier now. Have we just stopped paying attention to it?
The fire is necessary for regrowth, right, and rebirth. But when it happens more naturally, a lot of the stuff that we're seeing is stuff that's either been set by homeless people or set by people who are not knowing how to manage their campsites or whatever it might be. And so those aren't necessarily as much a part of the natural process of things, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so what you're seeing with all of the wildfires this year is that we have a beautiful like giant sequoias that are just gorgeous up in that area. And a lot of people believe that hundreds of those fell victim to this fire. And that's, I don't know, for someone who loves nature and who loves getting out and away from the city, I think that is, it's really unfortunate that they become the victims in all of this. But the focus on fires is back because the state's supposed to see some pretty ugly winds over the next couple of days. They're already warning us that they're going to shut our power down, because California has such a stupid power grid that when it gets windy, the power companies have now decided it's safer to just shut everyone's power down so that they don't risk the sparks that can cause one of these fires again. So we're already getting the warnings.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As somebody who's lived there all of your life, I've lived in California. I've spent certainly a lot of time there since the early 1990s. I feel like I'm a part-time Californian. I don't understand how it is that people, it's a thought process that you continue to think it's okay, or you give somebody who's supposedly in charge enough leniency. Normally that would hang somebody, but in this case, it's ignored. I'm talking about Newsom and even his predecessors, who have not required, in fact, they've encouraged this sort of up yours attitude from the power companies. And what has happened in terms of some of the stuff, as you pointed out, needs to be burned. That's the way Mother Nature intended, so that there's regrowth and something new. But when hundreds and hundreds of houses are burned and people's lives are lost, and there is no recompense, there's nothing. They keep having these things repeat themselves over and over again. Have we become so dull that we think it's okay for this sort of thing to go on? It is a huge indictment of leadership.
Yes, and people are stupid, and here's how they are so stupid. We had the opportunity to recall Gavin Newsom, who has done nothing but fail in every department. He hasn't done anything that is good for anybody in California except for maybe a handful of a few that he super serves. We had an opportunity to recall them, but people are so dumb that they allowed the party to come in and do advertising and say that the leading candidate was somehow like Trump. And God forbid we have, you know, we'd rather have someone who is pitiful, pathetic, excuse for a leader than someone who might resemble Donald
example.
Trump.
Okay,
it's
here's
so
another
ridiculous.
Example. There
so
was a
crazy.
Law that was signed in by the governor on Friday that requires a certain educational fact. I don't even know that you make it a fact, but a requirement to teach in school the that's not the Black Lives Matter story.
I've
lost
race
the
theory
critical.
Is
thank
now,
you.
Yes,
yeah,
is
right.
Now the
how
is
dare
now
you
mandated?
Yeah, how dare you? That's not what does that have to do with learning about reading and writing and arithmetic and how to think. This is the kind of stuff that when I saw that, I was furious, frankly, that the requirement would be made to this. It's something to be taught and it's something to learn, but to require people to have a certain. This is like rewriting the old American history textbooks to play out that all Native Americans were bad guys and the best Indian was a dead one and that kind of stuff, which came about in early textbooks. This is it's the same kind of thinking, and it's appalling, frankly. I find it appalling. So anyway, it's just I was off on the fires.
I have a feeling that a lot of people in California. I mean, look, it's two very different issues, but when you get down to it, it all comes from the top. It's all leadership, and we don't have a way to capture water to put out the fires. We don't have a way. We haven't.
You had a little rain over the weekend, didn't you?
But capturing the water should be something that everyone agrees on, right?
Yeah,
and that's
but
crazy.
Not all the environmentalists do, because that would mean you'd have to dig up some of the ground, and then you have to put. I mean, it becomes.
But what do they want to die? That's what is going to, you're going to have people dying because there's no water.
Yeah, and when I say that people are dumb, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, then you have power grid. You have power companies who are made a deal that they could just pay off people's losses rather than actually shore up their power grid. So now we have no power when it's windy. I'm ready for it. It's going to happen. We're going to have no power because the wind is blowing. I mean, it is the most ludicrous thing that you could imagine in the state this size. It's supposed to be leading this country. And for that matter, the fifth largest economy on the global scale.
Yeah.
And we can't get this right. And then when you get to critical race theory and the mandates, Newsom put out a new mandate that kids will have to get the COVID vaccine before much of the research has even been done. And his kids are not vaccinated yet. And so people are like, wait a second, why do
how
my kids have
kids?
To get vaccinated? Old enough, to his 12-year-old, they've not received the vaccine yet.
Has and he so said then, why?
No, and he'll be asked this week, I'm sure, because now the news this weekend was, why in the heck are your kids not vaccinated if it's so great for the rest of us? People are pulling their kids out of school, and it's a mess because there's just no real leadership.
No. Okay. One thing we didn't talk about last week very much, and I mentioned this, I think, on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the fact that Merck is seeking approval for an antiviral pill that would treat COVID. Where was Merck when it came to the vaccines?
Nowhere. They couldn't even get off the ground with a vaccine.
Yeah, they tried one, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what do we think about this
pill? They didn't even submit it. They literally just withdrew all their research. But now the trials on this pill are really, really good. So much so that other countries are now already trying to get their orders in. And the U.S. is also going to order a bunch of these treatments. I think we're starting with almost, I think, enough for 2 million Americans, something like that.
So my question would be, can you take the pill after you've had your shots? Is there
it's a treatment,
part of a study someplace? You know.
Yes. So
is it a treatment if you have the COVID, or is it?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. So it's treatment if you test positive and you have symptoms for COVID. This is where in the past where you would go and get the monoclonal antibody treatments, which are, you know, an IV treatment. So this pill, you take it home, and if you take it for 5 days, and that would replace the treatment that you would get in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, if you're sick enough that you obviously need more a ventilator or whatever, then these pills are not going to do that. But the early results on this have been very encouraging.
Good. That's good. Now, back to California, but it's not the only place. East Coast, West Coast. I didn't, because we've talked about this, so it isn't like I didn't know. But it's becoming, you can see some of the video shots, Jay, maybe we post these someplace on social media, of ships waiting offshore off the East Coast, off the West Coast, thousands, not just a couple, but there are cargo ships piling up in ports all across our country, actually all across the world. And the chaos.
The oil spill, they think, because there are cargo ships that are now in a parking lot in California, and one of them was in the wrong spot and dropped an anchor.
So how did it happen so quickly, or did it just nobody paid any attention to it until this sort of thing happened?
It's been building for a while.
You've got a couple of problems, though. You've got there's a shortage of dock workers in California. There's also across the country.
Because they stayed home because it was easier.
Right. Yeah. And also the truck driver problem. That's also been an issue. So
huge
now
problem.
You've got dock workers, and now they're sitting there, and now there are no truck drivers to take the stuff away from the dock, so they can't unload anything else. And this is why everything, well, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why everything is so expensive right now. And, you know, you add in the inflation and all the spending that Biden's doing and wants to continue doing, and we've got some big problems.
You see the price of gasoline, what's going on with that all around the country? Look at that as a bellwether of what kind of is going on. Certainly food for thought. 17 after, this is the DJV program.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Okay, so the Guinness Book of World Records has a new winner when it comes to the most expensive French fry ever fried. Did you see this?
No.
The restaurant has sold 50 orders of French fries at $200 an order.
What?
$200.
Are they covered in edible gold? Like, what are they made? Right?
Imagine that, like, gold covered.
Is that
what is it, truffles?
Restaurant called Serendipity 3.
Oh, that makes sense. That holds up.
But
really,
what's in it, though? What are in the fries?
Nothing. It is the usual. They have nothing. It has little bits and pieces of this sort of, what are they, the kind of, not salt, but the sort of spices that you put in. But you know, they've created an ambiance around them.
We'll look it up. Okay. They're goose
fat. Yeah, we're going to look
dipped.
It up. Yeah.
Goose fat dipped is what it says.
Goose fat. Yeah, cooked in goose fat. Love it.
Flakes of gold.
21 after the hour.
Now, Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
It's 23 after the hour now. Trending time in this hour, every hour at this point in the hour. Jay Kirshner comes in with the details of a lot of, there's a lot of this, that, and the other thing. Always, what I used to think was trending was always news stuff. But we find, that, I mean, this is news, but it isn't like the hard news stuff. Am I accurate in that assumption, Jay, that we don't seem to find as much hard news in some of the things that are trending as I used to think?
Oh, that stuff's trending, too. I just don't pull it because that's what we talk about anyway.
In general. Right. Okay. So let's go to Morgan Wallen, who got huge applause at an Eric Church concert. He was pretty much
he was pretty much banned from everything. He kind of, it was like three strikes and you're out. The first was he was acting a fool in the Kid Rock's bar in Nashville, kind of not really assaulted a police officer, but got pretty aggressive, was arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct. He was booked as a musical guest on SNL, and he was out partying during like the height of COVID, and he broke their COVID protocols, so he had to get booted from the show. Of course, they did welcome him back, but then another time, he was caught saying the N-word while he was drunk on a neighbor's camera, front door camera. And so pretty much after that, concert venues, country radio, the award ceremonies, everything banished him. However, his record sales still increased. Well, Eric Church, he did say that he was so disappointed in Morgan Wallen's antics and that it's just absolutely inexcusable. He also added that the guy is young, he is dumb, and he needs to surround himself with better people in his life and basically, you know, grow the heck up. And so Eric has kind of taken him under his wing, and he's like, fine, I'll be your good influence and role model. And so Eric Church, he had an issue with COVID where a lot of his team came down with COVID. So he basically was performing by himself for two concerts in Pennsylvania, one in Pittsburgh, one in Philadelphia. And during the Philadelphia stop, he brought Morgan Wallen on stage and they performed a couple of his songs, Wallen songs, and the crowd went crazy. Absolutely crazy for him. They loved him. No boos. Everybody was cheering.
All the controversy aside, I don't get anything special from Morgan Wallen.
I don't either.
I just don't. I've heard his songs. I just don't get it.
He's a so what singer.
I'm not a fan, but
So why would the crowd react like that?
Because they are a fan. I mean, look at it. He was banished from everything, and yet his fans were
more political.
Yeah, his fans.
But I don't know if it's political. But wait, because he was asked to be on SNL. He's seen as like one of the up and comers of country music. I too am lost with him. I mean, I don't really think it's anything special. But like, I think he had enough attention and enough push to get on SNL. That's not usual for country singers. So no, I think he does have a pretty big crowd of people who like him.
And after the N-word thing, his record sales increased. Yeah. He had number one songs throughout really all of that. When even his label was like, "You need to sit down and time out for a little bit."
Yeah.
So the fans, his fans, were like, "Hey, we got you, buddy."
Okay. Congratulations. All right, this is the more important story. The three-year-old Texas boy that was missing for 4 days is okay, apparently, right?
Yes, yeah, he was found fine. He was smiling and happy when he was found. A citizen called in around, like, 11:15 Saturday morning and was like, "Hey, I think he's in this wooded area nearby." And he, sure enough, was found nearby 4 days.
So why? What? How did he get out of the house? What's the?
His family had just arrived home and they were taking things into the house from the car. And the little boy chased a neighbor dog into the woods. And the adults took their eyes off of him for long enough for him to disappear. The mom was very concerned that he was kidnapped. They say that there's no indications of foul play.
Did he survive for
4 days?
But,
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. That's what a lot of people are saying online, on social media, is how was this boy in such good shape being out there for 4 days at 3 years old? Did somebody take him and they were like, maybe not? Is this a Lady Gaga dog situation?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines canceled roughly 1,800 flights over the weekend, leaving passengers stranded across the country. The mass cancellations came after its pilots asked a court to block the company's new COVID vaccine mandate. More than 25% of the airline's flights were canceled on Sunday, according to Flight Aware Tracker. Southwest Pilots Union said the cancellations were not part of a planned labor demonstration. President Trump returned to Des Moines, Iowa to kick off his latest Save America rally. On Saturday, the 45th president highly criticized Joe Biden and his administration for mishandling a long list of issues the country has been facing for the past 9 months under Democrat leadership. The Afghanistan withdrawal to the border crisis, Trump told his supporters, "We're going to take America back." End quote. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen during a speech Sunday said the country will not bow to pressure from her Chinese counterpart Xi. Taiwan celebrated its National Day on Sunday. China's communist leadership has sent approximately 150 fighter jets over Taiwanese airspace USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ford Motor Company earlier this month announced it would be opening new plants in Tennessee and Kentucky over the next few years for electric vehicle production. One Michigan lawmaker is slamming Governor Whitmer for allowing the auto giant to leave the state with thousands of jobs that were on the line. Republican Congressman Tim Walberg on Fox News says Whitmer dropped the ball.
Why did this happen on Governor Whitmer's watch? I mean, this is the motor capital of the world. It started all here. Ford still has its home plant here, its headquarters. And you would think that our governor would have had intimate involvement with acquiring this plant, but it appears like she wasn't even aware. Her economic development team wasn't aware. Ford made decisions on their own for their best interests, of course, and while we would love to keep them here, they decided to go to Tennessee and Kentucky. Yeah. That's 11,000 jobs. That's new energy opportunities and new training opportunities. So it's a real concern, but here's a state that has shown with this governor lack of interest and understanding what really makes things work. We had a shutdown that went on for so long. She's still trying to shut down Line 5, which is key to energy development in this state and states around. And then when it went on with some heavy requirements, regulatory requirements, beyond what the legislature gave a number of years ago at the behest of the people, we are a right-to-work state. She instigated a change to demand prevailing wage for government contracts. For the long term, right, with EV vehicles, we're going south.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back into conversation mode here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner. So Matthew McConaughey says he's measuring the run for governor in Texas.
I think he might do it. I think it'd be interesting, and I think it would be interesting for Texas because you've got Governor Abbott, you've got people running against him that say Abbott's not conservative enough on the Republican side. Then you have Beto O'Rourke, who is like far off on the other side. McConaughey might
be unrecognizable,
kind of like an independent sort of. That would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and then George Clooney has been one of those people that does he run for something? And from where he doesn't live in this country as much as he lives elsewhere. So, but I noticed there was some attention anyway to whether or not he would run. People have asked him, but he said over the weekend that he wasn't running. Period. End of story. I see McConaughey as a different sort of political character than Clooney. Does anybody agree with me on that? I don't see Clooney as being an effective politician. I can see McConaughey as being
fairly
effective.
I don't know. I always thought of the three celebrities that people think would run, basically. This is pre-Rock. But I think you have Ben Affleck. You have George Clooney. Never thought of Matthew McConaughey. And I would have always, if you would have asked me 5 years ago who's more likely to run, Clooney or McConaughey, I would be like, Clooney all day long, because McConaughey just never seemed all that serious, but it's flipped a little bit. So, I don't know.
Okay.
That's just me.
So, here's this, the prosecution, this, excuse me, the feds have charged a Navy engineer and his wife with
this
trying to share secret sub-technology, but with whom is the question? They were arrested in West Virginia over the weekend. They'd made attempts to pass along secrets about nuclear submarines. To whom? That's the question.
We don't know, because luckily they ended up selling it to an undercover FBI agent. So they reached out to, I guess, several foreign countries. I would imagine China would probably
get it. What does this guy do?
How do you, do you call up President Xi, and why in the heck would anybody try to go to West Virginia to sell submarine secrets?
Well, this guy's a high-level security, he has high-level security clearance, and so it gave him access to the detailed information about the submarine design and performance characteristics. So basically he had, all the specs on it, and that's what he was trying to sell. Now, what made him decide that he wanted to be a traitor? I have no idea. His wife is in on it, too, so I hope they go away for a very long time. I have no idea what their motivation was.
He worked in some circumstance where he had, that sounds like a James Bond movie, actually.
It does sound like a movie plot, yes.
Yeah, it certainly does.
So apparently he orchestrated, but this is between June, and they acted pretty quickly, so between June of this year and October 9th, he orchestrated several what they call dead drops of restricted data about the nuclear submarine reactors in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars in crypto. So we don't, it hasn't been made public yet that I have seen of who he was, you know, communicating with and trying to sell these plans to, but he was obviously, he was paid for it, so.
The United States and Russia agreeing to lift targeted sanctions against each other in order to have one of the Undersecretary of States travel to Moscow this week. I guess I had forgotten about this, the different sanctions that have been passed against Russia because of their hacking
return.
And they do in return.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say there's no meeting. There's a meeting between the President of China and the President of the United States. I don't think there's a meeting scheduled between Putin, though, and Biden, is there, in the near future?
I think this is
not
the beginning, because they're sending number three, Victoria Nuland. So it might be leading up to that, but usually it starts on a lower level.
When these people get together, it used to be that there were exchanges of gifts. It wasn't just on the presidential level. You'd have different things that were given to people that represented the culture of the country.
Yeah, remember Hillary gave Putin the restart button, the reset button? Remember that?
I think I do vaguely, yeah. Right. So, okay. So, is this a time, do these things really calm people down? Isn't it nice, Mr. President? Thank you very much for that lovely gift. Or do they pay any attention to it at all? It's just ceremonial, I guess, as much as anything else, yeah? Whatever gift exchanges, I don't know. I think
it depends on the relationships, right? I mean, you know, it's...
What do you get for the dictator with everything?
Right.
Here's Taiwan.
Yeah. I would be so afraid of giving something that, just hits wrong and is so offensive, then you didn't intend for it to be offensive or something, or just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Taiwan, there's a huge brouhaha that's brewing. Is that a good way of putting it? Taiwanese say they are not going to bow to pressure from China. China says, we're taking you like it or lump it. And so the United States obviously is lining up with Taiwan. So where does this get us? Where do we go?
I think this is
going
to get us, I don't know. But this is probably going to escalate a lot further. So, I mean, we already have, over the last year, we've already been doing training exercises, the U.S. in Taiwan.
Right, right.
So, and unfortunately, so have the Chinese. That's The thing is that a lot of people think they'll be in there by 2024, but most experts think that as soon as the Olympics are over, they're going to go for it. They're acting empowered and aggressive. And you kind of wake up to these news stories about why they're important, but this always takes me back to when President Trump was newly elected. And do you guys remember what the big deal was when he took the call from the president of Taiwan? Do you remember that back in 2016?
Because he took that call before China, right? And then China freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so it was like the most standing like the United States had given to Taiwan or something, because Taiwan is not even recognized by China. And so even taking the phone call was controversial, and it was kind of done on purpose. And that sort of just, I skipped over that. But the more I hear about what's going on, the more I'm like,
I remember hearing it wasn't on purpose. It was just that he answered that they were calling to congratulate him on his win, and that he took the call. I didn't really think that it was something that was that calculated, because it kind of,
yeah.
I don't know. All
because
right, well,
none of the other presidents had talked to Taiwan before. They weren't even taking the phone calls, actually, from Taiwan in matters like that. Obviously, they would talk for diplomacy, but it, like that. And I think it was, I could be wrong, but I think it just always strikes me as how that became such a big deal. And I'm sort of like going back to that in my mind as we talk more and more about Taiwan.
Hmm. All right. Let's see what the Taliban is doing.
I think Biden will light up in the same way, though, or at least he should, as Trump did, being an advocate for Taiwan. I don't know that, not necessarily a political statement about who's doing better. It's just I think you'll see them lining up probably on the same side, hopefully at least.
I think you go so far with that stuff, and then because there's so much speculation, what do you do with that? There's nothing you can say. Oh, we're going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. Let's let it play out. The Taliban says that we, the United States, are going to provide humanitarian aid to whom in Afghanistan? To whom? That's that correct English? Yes. To whom is the objective case? So who are the I love this. They have a new political spokesman whose name is Suhail Shaheen. No relation to Gene Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire.
No.
Mm-mm. No, probably not. All right. So anyway, they are trying to soften what's going on there.
I think that's their PR plan, right? Is
yeah,
to
right.
kind of look as normalized as possible on that diplomatic front. But
you know what
yeah,
helps? Not hanging people in the middle of a town square.
Right.
That, I mean, that
know,
actually goes a lot farther.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So why do we care that Iraq held an election over the weekend? The parliament, this is not for the presidency. I wonder why they don't have,
trying to establish that. You know, it's like with, you know, when we kind of all get confused about parliamentary governments, like whether it's Israel or England or, you know, Canada, where you have to have enough people to back one particular party and then they become, you know, the majority. So, but the problem, though, is that they had such an incredibly low turnout in Iraq. So I don't know. A lot of people feel like if you go and vote, it's not going to do anything to change anything. So it's just basically since Saddam Hussein's capture, it's just sort of been chaos. And it's, I don't know, they just don't seem to be able to get it together. Although yeah. I did think it was interesting that they have biometric scanning for voting. So they've got that. They've got that down, but I think that also scared people away because they don't want to have their biometric data recorded if they vote, quote-unquote, the wrong way, you know?
I'd settle for an ID. I mean, I'd like an ID here. I don't need an eyeball scan, probably.
It's just, well, the place is a mess, and
yeah,
the whole Middle East is a mess, and we've made it a mess, and now, and we don't take any credit for it. We don't. You know, if we're going to own up to stuff with the Taliban or help them out, we should. I don't know. The whole thing bothers me. Going back to what I said earlier, if you didn't hear what I was talking about earlier, you can get the DJV download, or you can hear the program later because we have the full show on all day long at djvshow.com. And I'm sure in the next 24 hours, the download will have some of the conjecture that I shared with everybody. This whole thing about what it is that troubles us and where we are, where's our head, where's our psyche? Certainly the pandemic has been one of the most disruptive things in all of our lives. But if you recount some of the other things that have been disruptive, save the death of somebody that you loved, thinking about either national incidents or international incidents, what has been one of the defining moments? And Iraq, for me, is another one of these things that has been completely and unnecessarily disruptive. Every time we get into some war, the military-industrial complex has a picnic and the rest of us get screwed in any number of ways, psychologically, monetarily. Look at the tax implications of spending all that money for all that, all the things. We've talked about this before. What was left in Iraq? What was left in Afghanistan? The things that we paid for as taxpayers that have just been left there. I saw firsthand what was left there in Iraq when I went there. How many years ago has that been now? Maybe five or six when I went over there?
I think it's been more than that.
It's been way longer than that because I'm here almost
Victoria's
six.
Victoria's been here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at any rate,
I feel like you were there like must have been 15 years ago, right?
Nah, it hasn't been that long ago. I don't think so.
Probably 10.
You think it's been that long?
Yeah.
Time
flies,
right?
What year was Saddam captured? 2009,
10? 9-ish, probably.
Was it that?
I think you went right after.
Right? Like, it was right, yeah. So, yeah, maybe you were there 2010.
December 13th, 2003?
No.
No, that was
Operation
Red
Dawn. That's when we went to
war. Just kidding, yeah, that was Red Dawn.
Thank you for that. All right, so we have the reminder about the DJV download. The most recent one that we have posted now at djvshow.com answers the question in part, why fix the national debt ceiling when you can move it? That's something that we see. This is the lack of leadership here, the wasting of money, that sort of thing. It's a frequent question, but this time we brought up the moral implications of it in our discussion and the ethical implications of spending money here, taxing people, spending money that we don't really have, and what does it do to future generations? I think that's moral and ethical, and it needs to be faffed out. And so I asked that question, and we all talk about it on the most recent DJV download. Lots of other things in there, too. Barbara Corcoran's fat-shaming comments about Whoopi Goldberg. That's something else that you can listen to and sort of be, whether you're amused by it or not, it's something that people are talking about. And that's what we specialize in here. Follow us at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And hear all of this at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted many of the pressures and challenges facing hospitals and health systems. At the beginning of 2021, half of hospitals had negative margins, the result of significant volume declines and increased pandemic-related costs. Many hospitals were already facing headwinds due to lower reimbursement rates, increasing prescription drug costs, and competition from tech disruptors. A new report shows that partnerships and mergers are a necessary response for some hospitals and can provide benefits to patients. The report's author, Ken Kaufman.
The COVID-19 crisis should encourage all stakeholders to reevaluate the gaps in the nation's healthcare infrastructure. Hospitals will need continued flexibility to seek partners as they work to recover from the pandemic's impacts on their staff, operations, and financial health, and as they prepare for a very uncertain future.
To view the full report and learn more, visit aha.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three past the hour, and yeah, it's Monday, so normally in this slot you'd have Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, but because he's indisposed today, I thought we ought to get caught up on a few music stories, ladies, including the interview Paul McCartney did in which he claims John Lennon was to blame for the Beatles split. I think everybody always thought it was Yoko who was, so where does this, how does this stretch out? McCartney's pretty strident in this interview, from what I can see. I haven't heard it, but I'm looking at some of the quotes from it. And Jay, it looks like he doesn't pull any punches here.
Yeah, well, it was always kind of speculated that Paul McCartney kind of went on the diva trail and was the one to split the band up, because he was the one that announced the split. When he was talking to a BBC Radio 4, this interview is set to air October 24th, but he was saying that, no, Lennon came in, he was like, hey, I'm leaving the band, and it was their manager that was like, hey, let's keep this hush-hush, we're trying to figure out deals, negotiating other things, and Paul McCartney just got tired of it and was like, no, let's move forward, here's the announcement. Yeah. But yeah, I always heard more about the Yoko stuff, because there's that big joke on, I can't tell you how many TV shows and in film, where it's like, quit breaking up the band, Yoko.
Oh, that's
whenever there's anything going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Blame the woman. It's that's been around. For people who still say that today, you're just perpetuating misogyny. Yoko did not break up the Beatles. And I think that's, and John Lennon knows that, or Paul McCartney
has said
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous to keep blaming her.
I want to hear Ringo Starr's take on all of this.
I do, too.
You know, Ringo, peace and love.
Right, yeah. All right, speaking of McCartney, here's another McCartney, no relationship, according to Victoria, who told me when I said, is Jesse McCartney related to... No!
He wishes he was.
Okay, So he may be wishing for, I mean, what in the world, why does anybody do anything with Michael Bolton? So what is this? You're playing this in the background, the Jesse McCartney song, Michael Bolton.
Well, the story is they're
on the Masked
Jesse
Singer.
McCartney plays second on the Masked Singer. He was really good. He should have won, but he was second in a former season. He's going to be back. He's going to do a duet with one of the finalists. Michael Bolton is being brought on the show. He's going to do a duet. Michael Bolton currently is on the new celebrity dating game.
Right.
With,
for what reason? Nobody can figure.
He doesn't even know why he's there.
No.
I've seen the show a million times, and he's like, why am I here? Like, he has no idea.
Collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, Reba and Dolly. Okay, this looks good. That's it. I'm all for this. First duet.
So good together.
This is from a new box set called Revived, Remixed, Revisited. Released a couple days ago. This is more than a greatest hit set. Three disc collection, 30 new versions of the best known songs that Reba has done. And then she does a duet with Dolly. I think this is fabulous. You want to crank it up a little? I bet they had a lot of fun doing this. What do you bet?
Well, they've been friends for so long.
Yes.
It's amazing that they've never sung together. It's crazy.
I thought they did something in the 90s, no?
No.
Did they do something early
on? The first thing together.
This is it.
Really? Yeah.
This song is originally from 1993.
Ah, okay.
But it was just Reba's song.
All right. Here's the latest from Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They've got an album coming out together. What's this called? An Evening with Silk Sonic. Let's crank this up a little bit. This actually sounds good.
This plays right into your disco love.
Yeah, it sure does. I like the sound of this. I haven't heard it before. So tell us who Anderson .Paak is, Victoria, would you please?
He's an R&B singer. He's been friends with Bruno Mars for many years, and they've written stuff together. Then they came up with this idea to do a little project called Silk Sonic. That's their name of their duo. And now it's been so, I mean, they've had a few hits now, so they're going to do a whole album, and it comes out November 12th. If it's a whole album of this, I am so down.
Totally in for this, yeah.
Yeah, this is very good. Crank it up again, Julie. This is pretty much old-time standard disco for me. That's why I like it. I love disco music. Always did. When I sort of lost out on it because I stopped being a disc jockey in 1974, started doing talk. But I'm a big fan of disco stuff. So this is very good music. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, ladies. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, the Silk Sonic album. Crunny, whoops, wait.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.